What up?
Yo, what's good?
Hey, you already know everything cool, bro.
Everything man. Good? That's what's up, yo.
Yeah, I'm over here just maintaining, bro, man. Good to talk to you this week, brother.
Oh, yeah, baby. You already know.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm about to take a shot to that.
Oh, man.
I ain't rolling. You already know. Nice. 803 South Carolina representing.
Yeah, man. I'm EA representing from Raleigh right now, 919. But you know the vibes. Carolina Kings.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, we've been thinking a lot about this week. And just for the first time, not having a sick and shut in list in like a while.
No, we actually got one, bro.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I was going to talk about it doing sports, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Vincent Jackson passed away. They found him in his hotel room in Florida. He was in a hotel room in Florida. His family called. They did a missing persons report or whatnot. So, at first, they really didn't. They still don't know. They still got to do an autopsy. But his family was saying he had was having problems with the concussion. He had a lot of concussions. He was having problems with those, and having problems with alcohol too. So his death could be related to that, but they don't. They ain't gonna know for a few more weeks until they do the autopsy. But he was only 38 years old. Man. He was young. He was young.
Yeah,
Matt
Young. I remember Vincent Jackson.
In the Bucks, yeah. I think he got drafted by the Chargers and then later went to the Bucks. That's where he ended his career with the Bucks.
Yeah, he was nice, though. Like,
yeah, no, he was. He was. He was good.
Dang, man. Sad to hear that, bro. I wasn't even expecting
him. Everybody in Florida and all the area, I mean, the sheriff, all of them, they had nothing good things to say about him, man. That's why it's like, it's just like really an untimely death for them. They really can't believe it. But, yeah, to start off with that, but
dang, bro, you just messed my whole little flow up, bro. You don't even care.
I hated to start off with that. I ain't wanted to come up later. You just like, we did have it. But we did, man. RIP.
Yeah, man, rest in peace to Vincent Jackson, man, and his family, friends, the whole community. Man, that can't be easy.
Yeah, dang. But, bro. My bad, bro. But speaking of Florida, I got some shit that pissed me off, bro. And I think I sent you this video on Instagram. Give me a second while I get myself together, because this shit here pissed me off a lot. A lot, yo.
What are we getting together, man? All I hear is speed tops. What's up?
Yeah, to take it off that 23 flavors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right,
I don't know the 23 flavors, man. It's that Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I had to get this off my chest right here. So,
get it off.
Earlier this week, I saw a video. It might have been this weekend. I can't remember, but I know I sent it to you on Instagram. But it was about this teacher in Florida. He on the fire right now, which he should be. His ass ought to be boiling right now, cooking. But because it's Black History Month and we're supposed to be celebrating.
You know? Black History Month!
Yeah. Right. It's Black History Month. We're supposed to be celebrating. Not trying to bring our people down. So a young man in his, I think it was his history class, and he was going over some Black History stuff. He decided to record the conversation that his teacher was having with them. Yeah. And his teacher goes on to say that he don't understand why Black people are so upset because white people didn't whip slaves. I don't know what history book he got that out of and how he's teaching that to the youth today, but yeah. He said he don't know where the term cracker comes from. It's all made up that white people didn't whip slaves. I said, okay. So the whole class is just going crazy in there. Why he teaching, and he's looking in the camera. He said, "I can't believe this," but that part pissed me off. But the part that pissed me off the most was the next part. He says that the word "nigger" He said, if I call you a nigger, it's not racist. Nigger means ignorant or stupid person.
So he trying to tell people what the definition is and not telling them the whole definition of the shit?
The definition of nigger is a contemptuous term for a black or dark-skinned person, which that means it's contemptuous means towards hatred. That is the
correct. Yeah.
If you look that term up, that's, it never says anything about ignorant or stupid. That's some shit that was made up to so they can think they can still say it. No. No, man. Don't try to teach that to our youth because that's not correct. Try to teach them like it's okay. No, it's not. That shit really pissed me off earlier this week. I don't pretend to be the biggest pro-black person though, but you ain't gonna sit here and try to teach my kids that bullshit, man. No. Hell no. And when I say my kids, I mean as far as the black youth. No.
Yeah, the black kids.
The black kids. Teach them the correct way.
Y'all, yeah, them all your kids. Them all our kids.
Yeah.
Gotta teach them
the
right way.
Term nigga was used to degrade black people, black and brown people, to make us feel lesser of people. That is correct. That is the correct definition.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the I always want to say this. When it comes to the N-word, man, you know I say
the N-word.
Yeah. When it comes to the N-word or nigga, I mean, ain't but one definition when it comes to that. Like, and I'm not gonna allow a white man to tell me what it is. I mean,
exactly.
My experience and my being in this country, and based on what my people, my parents, my loved ones have told me, I already know what it means. And I know the response that I get when white people say that shit to me. So I don't need nobody to tell me what that shit is, especially a white man.
Exactly.
That don't even make sense. But white people didn't whip black people. There wasn't any slave overseas. We just clocked in every day, like, you know.
We clocked in, this clock. Got a
let me go hit this clock for Mr. Jackson. Get on my ass. What the fuck you talking about? That don't even make sense.
That shit dope. Get the fuck out of here, sir. I hope you lose your job. Lose your fucking job.
I mean, let Whitey tell it, it might not be no such thing as job loss. Shit. It might not be no such thing as job loss, especially for a white man. Teach him the fuck want to do what he do. That's white. Anyway.
Let's get on to,
really didn't know about that.
Yeah, let's get on to some positive shit. This is Black History Month. It's great.
Yeah, it's Black History Month, baby. Yeah, I know how it's going.
Hell yeah.
So you gonna do a continuation of your list this week? Cause kind of got stopped in the middle of it. For everybody who was listening last time, like, sorry, we had a little technical difficulties, but kind of ended abruptly. But you know, things happened. But we still was able to finish
it off. I got 15 more.
You better take a good moment to like relish this moment that I'm asking about your list, because your list is usually trash.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
The last 2 weeks, you've been stepping up. So I'm like, finish this list. You know, I want to hear this list.
Shut your ass up. Hey, so, you know what? I got this
come
list.
Come on, man. Come on.
I got this list. I got a lot of Black History stuff today. I got a lot of educational stuff today for you guys. But
the next 15, share with people.
Yeah, but the next 15 black inventors that I have, number one on my list, I got George Cook. He invented the auto fishing device. I don't fish. So I'm
auto
guessing this is
device?
Yeah, so I'm guessing this is the little something like the little machine that's inside the boat to help you find the fish. I don't know. All I know is that most of these
GPS for fish, nigga?
Yeah, something like that. All I know is that most of the stuff on this list is shit that most black slaves and stuff had to do, so we invented stuff to make our life easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I understand how much you understand.
Yeah.
There's so many black inventors. Why would there be a white inventor like that? Because
he wouldn't give a fuck about this shit. Yeah, he wouldn't give a fuck about this shit being easy.
They're not doing no actual work.
Yeah. But next on the list, I got William Richardson. He invented the baby buggy. It's pretty tough.
Baby buggy. Baby.
Yep. Stroma. This is Alexander Bourne. He invented a biscuit cutter.
Yeah, hold on. They got a biscuit cutter there?
Yeah. They got all the circles on it. They got all the circles on it. You got all the circles on it. You press almost like a cookie cutter type thing. Press all down.
I'm about to say you talking about a cookie cutter, but it's a biscuit cutter. That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yep.
I see you.
Yeah. Charles Drew, he invented the blood plasma bag. I didn't know it was a good I never gave plasma. Yeah, I never gave plasma before, but I didn't know you used a different bag when you get blood. It's pretty good.
I gave plasma back when I was in college in the world, and my name was tight, so I know. Yeah, thank you. Shout out Charles, you're looking out.
Yo, my cousin gave plasma one time, and that nigga went across the street to go from Subway with the money. With the money he got, that nigga passed out. That nigga woke up talking about the ambulance and shit. The fucking paramedics.
The ambulance coming.
The paramedics. Paramedics was over top of him. So I'm like, sir, you okay? I said, no. He should have ate that light snack that they give you in there.
Yeah, give you little cookies and crackers and a little juice. Shit be sweet as fuck, but it made sure your ass
off. Nigga. Nigga just pass out in the line ordering the sub. Shit, nigga said, let me get that oil and vinegar and that salt, pepper,
onion,
just pass the fuck out.
Pass them out, yeah. Let me get that unroasted turkey.
Oh, shit.
Hit the ground.
Yeah. So, next, Willie Johnson, he invented the egg beater. Powell Johnson, I'm pretty sure they weren't related. He invented eye protection wear.
Like in the warehouse and shit, or like science?
This eye protection, period. Yeah, that's what they had on there. That shit protection. Was very blunt. Eye protection.
Protection for your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Joseph Winters, he invented the fire escape ladder. That's kind of crazy. Okay. So fire escapes, man, used to have ladders. Your ass just had to sit on the side of the damn building while it was burning. How the fuck are
they? They probably had that big ass slide. Then that big ass that rubber sheet they put up inside the building.
I ain't slide.
Then you jump out the building, you slide and shoot, and be like, they used to have that dumb shit. I don't know. Maybe they never had ladders tall enough to climb buildings.
I don't know. I don't know what white people did before he invented that. But
you know who don't know what white people did before that? White people. They don't know.
Burn the fuck up.
Hey, but How many more you got? Give me some more.
Okay, number eight, I got Leonard Bailey. He invented the folding bed. And then the next one, Nathaniel Alexander, he invented the folding chair.
The folding chair?
Yep.
The same ones you pull up when you play spades at the crib, when you're out there for a little function.
Thank you, boy, Nathaniel Alexander, for that. I'll get the rest of them later on.
Gave me the comfort and stability to lay them bosses down on motherfuckers like I did.
Oh shit!
Appreciate it, man. Damn, so you don't know about you don't play cards. You play Uno and shit like that.
You're crazy as hell, boy.
That's right. Sometimes you do play spades.
I do when I'm in the mood.
When
I'm in the mood, I feel like cutting somebody's ass.
Sometimes you are my partner, and then other times you're over there, I want to match colors and play with numbers and shit.
Uno don't end your friendship, bro. Put that draw fold out on the nigga. You crazy. That draw fold is serious.
We'll get to that. Hey, man, don't try to overtalk me, man. We'll get to that a little later, bro.
Overtalk?
But nah, man. Yeah, talking about some damn Uno is the shit. We can talk about it a little later, dog. Nobody cares about Sesame Street in your hands. I don't. But what I will say is, I mean, what I saw on the news interesting today is like Rihanna Savage Fenty brand, they got an evaluation of like $1 billion, bro.
Yeah. $1 billion. That's the panty and draws shit. It's a bill.
I mean, yeah, they know for panties and draws, but like, don't they sell a little bit more clothes now?
She closed. The part that sell the clothes, she closed that a couple weeks ago. That closed down a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
And I see why.
We ain't selling clothes no goddamn way. Right, we just still gonna sell panties and bra.
Yeah, it wasn't a point. She make a big, and then her Fenty makeup is worth like $3 or $4 billion. So,
wow. The Fenty makeup got evaluated for $3 billion?
Yeah, the makeup. Yeah, it's, I think it's like $3 billion. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got stupid. She got crazy pay, but bag different.
Her bag different.
Yeah.
That's, her swag man. Different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she. That's what she tell you. You in the club buying a shot of Louis. I'm buying a whole bottle. So it's like, man, that's a different bag. Because I wouldn't even be buying a shot. So.
I mean, let me get that, I have to agree with you on my current economic status. I don't think I'd be buying a shot of Louis XIII.
Let me get that gentleman jack and coke.
Finest of your house rum, sir. You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude. But all I'm saying is that shit crazy, man. That's big history for your ass.
That's big. Time, that's big.
That shit is fire. Like, to be able to see a black woman be able to have a whole company like that. I mean, starting in one venue and then, like, or one section and then going all the way over to, like, fashion and doing the well, that's fire.
Nah, that is, bro. She doing the thing, yo.
Making yeah, that. She is.
Making that. Bring it.
But, I mean, Rihanna fans shouldn't feel upset because she said she's coming out with something, so I would have, I mean, you gotta believe it, right?
Yeah, maybe one day.
No, one day. She said it was gonna come out sometime soon, man. Ooh. That's what I heard.
When? Sometime soon, like what? Like this year?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Said she's gonna make something. That's what she said, though.
Oh. Shit. I seen on Instagram. All these other countries smoking that good shit. So.
Smoking to that good guy.
Smoking to that thing. What you say? That thing that killed John Wayne.
That
thing
that killed John Wayne.
I work for Smooth Billy, boy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get an album just for fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I feel like. She's gonna get not do music no more, but you can understand now why it ain't at the forefront of her mind. Like, she gave people like 4 albums straight one time, ain't it?
Nah, she did have a hell of a run, bro.
I mean, like, come on, she deserves a little break. Yeah, she want to be a new slave master, nigga.
Like, I think, man.
Keep doing music, nigga. Now,
I don't know, bro. Like, ever since she like really hit like mainstream, bro, she was like consistent, like a motherfucker. She was throwing out joints after joints after joints. I guess that's why people was like, she ain't even ready for some new shit. But
yeah, she spoiled the ass, man.
She did
popping like that. And since Pwn the Replay.
She
been on.
Hey, bro, she rich as a motherfucker now, so she be chilling.
Yeah,
her money make money while she sleep, nigga. That's when you know you rich. Yeah. When you make money while you sleep, yeah, that's when you done made it, boy.
Her revenue stream different. That ain't as catchy, though. That ain't as, like,
nah,
that ain't a bar, bro. That ain't catchy enough. That's a little long. Multi-syllabic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, man. Good for Rihanna, bro. I think that's fire. That's fire. I heard a lot of the black owners, a lot of black McDonald's owners, they suing McDonald's, bro.
For real?
Yeah, they got lawsuits out there for discrimination.
Damn.
Yeah, black McDonald's owners sues for racial discrimination. Man, I'm looking at this right now on the BBC website. It just talks about different practices that they did with certain McDonald's in different locations that happen to be black owners, that happen to be in black neighborhoods or urban, as they like to say. But, I mean, they accuse them of just not listening to the fact that black owners had concerns about what they was doing with their mismanagement and never took them serious until they brought this suit across.
Shit, no, nobody takes shit serious to you. They get the damn subpoena, get them fucking papers. They're like, oh shit, these niggas for real. I mean, not literally niggas, but yeah, they for real, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
It is what it is. You gotta do what you gotta do, dog.
I mean, it's you got to, because ain't nothing gonna change if you don't, like, it's agitate not. And make your voice hold. It's not illegal to sue. They still got McDonald's that they still own. I mean, they still in the McDonald's franchise and business. It's just that they tried the regular way of addressing the issues, and they just go on they're not going to respond. You got to keep going.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they took the certain steps, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like chain of command type thing and sent emails. Because I'm pretty sure they got, if you suing, you got a paper trail. You have evidence to say that I've been tried to talk to them about this and that. So, and they wouldn't respond or listen. Yeah. Let the judge handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how they feel about it at this point. I mean, it's been going on for years. There have been other lawsuits that's been filed, but it still hasn't brought about any substantial changes. I mean, especially seeing McDonald's is always promoting and marketing, and they have a bunch of ads for Black people now, especially in the last 20 years. But they don't even use Black ad agencies for those ad sponsors. So, I mean, you got to really think about, how much they really care about Black people except for being the target market to come in and get their money off. You're not even spending that money that you're making off us with companies and firms that we own.
Yeah.
We're still going to white ad agencies saying I need a black ad for McDonald's. Look at that. Now, even if you was doing a white ad campaign, you should still go to a black ad agency. They can still do it.
Yeah, and that's crazy because what we talked about a couple podcasts ago, man, talking about just we need to start giving it another Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got all our own stuff, but you know what? Every time they talk about, you know, something like Black Wall Street, you got all these Black hospitals, all this stuff. I never hear them talk about if they had a Black police force to protect all that. Maybe I just need to do some more research.
Yeah, but I never heard. I probably think more research probably.
Yeah, I do more research to see if they had. You know what I'm saying, to protect the people, keep them out, because I have a Black History moment that I want to see.
I mean,
the way this right here ties into what you're talking about. Them getting Black owned advertisement companies. We just need all of that. Black banks, Black newspapers, all that. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. But the reason why I was saying something about as far as the Black police force, because I did a little bit of research and I found out, they had the Oklahoma bombing, all that stuff, the Black Wall Street, how they, basically dropped a bomb on them. And all this stuff, but before,
shout out to the Gavin.
Yeah, before all of that, in Wilmington, North Carolina, in the late 1800s, around I think 1898 or something like that, around that time, man, Wilmington, North Carolina had a Black Wall Street before any of that. I'm saying it was Black hospitals, they had a Black newspaper, Black banks. All of that. But of course, the Democrats got word of that, and of course they don't like it. So they call it just a group, but I'm gonna call it a terrorist group, because that's basically what they were called, the Red Shirts. Yeah. Who basically wore this red, they didn't just wear a red shirt, it was a long sleeve type of red outfit. Jacket type thing that they used to wear in South Carolina, them freaking retards, they used to wear back then, tearing up shit. They came in and burnt down that entire, I guess you can call it a civilization. They burnt down everything. And that's what I was getting to about, did these places have their own police department to police and make sure something like that, if we was to do this again, we have to make sure, I'm not saying have our own military per se, because hey, you don't want to go to war with the United States. We don't want to do all that. We just want to have our own stuff and provide stuff for our own people, you know what I'm saying? So have our own police force to kind of protect us from another group like the Red Shirts that come in and burn everything. They murdered, they did all this stuff. And it was the Democrat Party that did it. Everybody knows that. They did that just to get the Democrats back in control of the White House at the time.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, and I know where you're coming from. Like, all right, nobody wants to have to keep rebuilding shit.
Exactly, bro.
And think about, like, how would you build in, you know, just building things that would help to, you know, try to alleviate that shit from happening. I mean, yeah, that's how we should be thinking and should be going forward with it. But yeah, Wilmington was definitely a situation where it was, what they want to call like a race riot or up around in the curve. It's not really like that. It's just the fact that like they just removed a whole government system or a whole administration from government because they were black or not who they voted for and didn't think twice about removing them. It was like the insurrection that happened before the most recent one. But this is what they say. This is what we mean when they say this. That's not a new thing.
Exactly.
That's something that's been going on for years. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Yep. And the red shirt. Yeah, the red shirts, they also did a voter, with the voter oppression. They was forcing people to vote Democrat too. Anybody that can vote, they was threatening them. You know, we gonna kill you and your family, whatever, you don't go vote Democrat. Yeah. It was same stuff. You know, history repeats itself.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to get up. I understand what you're saying, the point you're making. Yeah. But without people understanding, like, if you're using Democrat Republican right now, then, and you're not, you know what I'm saying, not giving the right context, people are not going to understand.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, because Democratic Party, that's why I'm like getting into Democrat Republican. It's about the ideology that people have and the ways and means in which they want about doing it and keeping it executed against us. You know what I'm saying? So we can.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I didn't give a really okay. I didn't give the history lesson.
Yeah, but they all a part of the white supremacy structure.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all that really matters. But I mean, without getting too deep though, like you got to know your history.
Yeah. I'm not about to give a history lesson right now.
That's not new. Insurrections ain't new.
Not at all.
Trump did it. Not new. It's just. We got camera phones and it's better. We can archive this shit better than before, if it makes sense. It ain't nothing new about it.
Yeah.
But that's what's up, though. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I learned something. I've heard about the red shirt before, but I didn't know that whole thing about Wilmington. It was kind of cool learning that.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to get to the Judas and Black Messiah.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Definitely got to talk about that.
So I've been telling y'all about that movie for a couple of weeks now. I should watch it. Really, I've had a feeling it was going to be fine. Right. Turns out, your boy was right. It's really good.
Nah, he was right.
It's really good.
It was good.
It's fun to watch. It's hard. It's a hard watch. It's a good watch. But I found it entertaining at the same time. I mean, although I wish it had more information, show more like the dichotomy between the different factions and actually talking about the white supremacy structure more, instead of just assuming you know that shit, assuming certain
things. Yeah.
That would have made it better. You know what I'm saying? If they got more into that. But it's not so much about the snitch. Like, he could have cut a lot of snitch time out by his story. Added that part in, and I feel like it would have been more complete. But I mean, I'm not going
to
really trip. It was good.
Yeah. I think they had him in there because they did it mainly because of him, because he was basically telling the story, telling everything that was going on. You know, up until, you know, he ended up killing himself or whatever. But they did an interview and he basically was just telling, spoiler alert, just telling everything that was going on, you know what I'm saying? They explained that this is basically like a blueprint, and just to make people aware, and you can go out and just people go out and do more research and learn more about it. That's the reason why I didn't have as much information. You know, we know more about Fred Hampton and what they put in there, but they just wanted to kind of like break the crowd with it.
No, I got you. It was much more or less a breadcrumb versus
an anthology. Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still
make total sense to me.
I mean, I do some stuff about Fred Hampton, but I still learned some stuff. It was, I mean, it was good to me. Very educational, good movie, good story, some good actors. No. I mean,
the acting was dynamic on it. The Keith Stansfield killed it.
Yeah.
As much as I might have questions about him in his personal life and how he do shit, say shit, dude can act.
Yeah.
Like, don't get it twisted. Nigga's a talented actor. But of course, he was dope. You know, damn. It was really good. I really enjoyed watching. I'm glad I was
there. Yeah.
For real. I mean, I'm still encourage everybody to go out
there. Yeah, go check it out.
Give it a watch.
HBO Max.
Oh, not Max.
Yeah, that was good, man. I didn't know that.
Hell yeah. Saw Malcolm and Marie, too. That joint.
Oh, yeah. You was telling me about that.
That's on fire. Malcolm Marie, if you don't know, it stars Zendaya. And then it stars, what is it? It got so many names. David. Denzel Washington's son, but David Washington.
Yeah.
Shit, fire, man. I mean, it's shot in black and white. I love that shit. You know, it just looks good. It's cinematically. It looks good. The storyline was good. The banter and the writing was fire.
That was on HBO Max?
Yeah, no, that was on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you had told me that. My bad.
Yeah, that was Netflix. But now Malcolm Reed was just shot well, and I like the fact that how they used the soundtrack. It was real dope.
Oh, we got that bomb soundtrack too?
Yeah, it got a little James Brown in it.
You know, a little old school.
A little bit of everybody. Okay. Yeah. It had Duke Ellington and John Coltrane sending them in a mood. It had a lot going on, bro. It was fire, bro. I really fucked with it, man. It was shot. It looks good. It's a good story. I love it.
That's what's up, man. Speaking of some more shows, I watched two of them today. I mean, it's more so of a comedy sitcom. But Kenan Thompson, he got his own show on NBC now called Kenan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he anchor news reporter or whatever on Atlanta News station. And his wife just recently passed away, so he taking care of his two daughters, and his father-in-law lived with him, helping him, and then his brother, I think his brother was cousin, his manager, helping him out too, and his brother crazy. But it's a pretty good show. They had the pilot. The pilot, I think, came on the other night, I think it was like Tuesday or something like that. But I watched it on Hulu, and it was pretty funny. I liked it. It's gonna be pretty good. And then The Rock got his own show too called Young Rock. It's on NBC also. I watched that on Hulu too. And basically his show it got him like he running for president in 2032 or something like that. And he sat down for an interview. And the guy's asking him all these questions, and he basically going back to talk about his childhood. So the first episode, he kind of go through his childhood, him being a young kid, elementary school age, and just being able to hang around. He was hanging around like the Iron Sheik, Junkyard Dog, Andre the Giant, and his uncles were the Wild Samoans. So him getting to just be around those guys. And of course, his dad, Rocky Johnson, everybody, soul man. And his dad, you know what I'm saying, just being able to be around them at a young age, then kind of skipped to him in high school, started playing football, then it skipped to him going to Miami. And then says, I got a lot to tell about my childhood still. So it's just going to go through his whole childhood through all the episodes, man. His show is like pretty good, too, because it's a lot of stuff in there. You don't know. We really didn't know about The Rock, like him stealing and getting arrested like 8 times before he even graduated high school. All that stuff. Man, it's a lot of stuff, yo. So it's pretty good too. Like a pretty good show. I'm gonna check it out because I'm a Rock fan.
Man, it sounds like it's decent.
Yeah.
I ain't going front, but I ain't going front. I mean, good for everybody who's fans of The Rock and want to see that. That's why I ever seen all that. I thought that's why I was seeing them trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's The Rock over president and all that shit. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. He's an American citizen.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either. Donald Trump can win that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit just shined a light on a whole other shit. Before Donald Trump, yeah.
And white people gonna really be conflicted because, like, you're not gonna like The Rock.
Exactly.
You watch Ratchet.
Yeah.
The fuck? But you don't fuck
Rock
with Rock.
Don't get in no trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's the most perfectly ambiguous race person in the world. Like, you know, really, like, he played a white dude before, he done played a black dude before, he done played somebody big before, he done played somebody Hawaiian, Hispanic. You don't never know what the fuck Rock is. It's like Jessica Alba. You really don't quite know what the hell she is. Like,
man, ambiguously, she like, a lot of motherfuckers at Honey.
Well, when she played Honey, oh, bro, that shit had me dying.
She tricked a lot of
them. Hold on. She a black girl?
No. Shut
up. Y'all lie. Yo, ain't nothing about her tripped off like.
Nah.
Could be black. Well,
she can't fucking dance. Hell out of here.
Yo, that's horrible. That song was terrible, man. Anyway. I want to reminisce about that. Jessica Alba Rose. I was watching WandaVision. Remember I mentioned it earlier? That shit is picked up, bro.
Remember them picked up?
It's picked up a little bit. WandaVision is not trash. I didn't say it was
trash.
You
did call that shit that first episode trash.
I said that shit was slow.
You said it was slow.
Goodness.
We got, hold on, that nigga. We got that shit on wax that you said that shit was trash. I know.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, if you think so, I mean, I don't think so, but I know I definitely said it's just slow right now. But fuck all that. WandaVision 5.
I guess
it's popping off. It's all making more sense. It started making sense with episode 4.
God damn, episode 4?
It started getting
I ain't got that much patience, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean, people say it's a masterpiece for the way that they're able to, like, reenact old sitcoms, like, with the same kind of style and shit, nostalgia.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's ABC. They got millions of that type of, like, old footage in the can to base that shit off. So, I'm not impressed with that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is the storyline? Like, if you got three whole episodes that really ain't got shit to do with Wanda, why the fuck this is happening? You know what I'm saying? We watched two whole episodes, three whole episodes.
So, can I start watching episode 4 and be straight?
Mm-mm.
Dang.
Because you're not going to know what exactly. I mean,
that's weak as fuck, yo.
Hold up. I mean, you're going to rob yourself of an experience, but you're not a fucking idiot. So, yeah, you can watch
it. All right. Because I ain't got no time to be watching no bullshit episodes. I ain't got shit to do with it. God damn! I ain't never seen the monies like that. Monies, boy. Monies. But let's talk about some sports, because I just seen some crazy, crazy fucking monies, boy. What the hell is this motherfucking name? Fernando Tatis? Whatever the fuck his name is. He just signed with San Diego for 14 years for $340 million. I don't even watch baseball, and I don't even know who he is, but all I know is that's a lot of money, dog. God.
Wait, say it one more time. I don't think I was
talking. Bruh. Fernando. His name's Fernando. He played for the Padres. I don't watch baseball. I'm not really a baseball fan, but all I know is he just signed 14 years for $340 million.
Damn.
Because I was sitting here watching the USC men's basketball game, which they just won. I mean, they're playing Arizona State. They punished their ass. But, and I just seen this shit come across the damn screen just now. I mean, when you see a sum of money like that, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she talking about $24 million a year. I mean, before taxes.
Yeah.
Essentially $24 million a year for 14 years.
That's crazy, bro.
That's
because it's baseball. Bro. I mean, you can do shit like that in baseball.
I now understand why Sammy Sosa said baseball is very good to you.
That's what the fuck you said it with that accent, right there.
Oh, that wasn't the right accent.
You was right.
It was very good to
you. Yeah, very good.
I know black. I'm Cuban. I know black. Wait, that's not Sammy either.
Okay. Sammy. Right, Sammy changing colors. What's going on with him?
Well, first of all, he's not a chameleon. He's not changing colors. He's probably, maybe skin bleaching, which is sad. But. Motherfucker's not amphibian, change, or reptile.
I mean,
he just changing colors.
Okay.
He may think he is.
Okay. But, Sammy, yeah.
I know that nigga knows anywhere.
Sammy, the GOAT get ready to play. Serena. Yeah, she get ready to play. Naomi get ready to play.
Australia Open.
Little rematch.
But what round is this?
The semifinals.
Oh, okay. Is she playing Naomi in the semifinals?
Yeah. Cause they had Serena ranked like she was ranked like number 10, and then she had a whole bunch of injuries and stuff. So it is what it is. Cause she knocked out the number three. She knocked out the number three the other night. Like it wasn't shit. I think it was six.
Man, they took away her ranking.
But she ended up getting ranked back number 10. Which I mean, I don't know. She knocked off the number three the other night. It was 6-3, 6-3, something like that. 6-2, something like that. It was crazy. She bust their ass.
Right.
But her and Naomi going there, get ready to go in a minute. I think the first match they had, Serena had a couple penalties on her, which gave old girl some points. I ain't gonna say she was robbed or nothing like that. She a good tennis player too, but the GOAT is getting ready to play, so we're gonna see how that go. And I guess we can talk about that.
Man, she got that leg out.
I don't know. She's just in her regular Nike stuff for a second.
She got her regular Nike stuff?
I mean, yeah, she was just stretching and stuff a little bit ago. Man, they ain't been playing yet. They don't play till 10. Bruh, that shit don't matter. Cool. Ain't about to play, nigga. Huh? You worry about the wrong shit, nigga.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. I just wanted to ask questions and get all the information.
Oh, what information?
What's she doing? What's she wearing? Like, you know, she always makes statements with her outfits. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Moving on. Let's talk about two Carolina Kings that faced each other last night. Oh, Zion Williams and Ja Morant went toe-to-toe last night. Zion had 31, Ja had 28. They was battling, but Ja got their ass cut. You know what I'm saying? You know, he got the ass bust. Yeah, Zion got that W, 144-113. That's an ass cut, but.
They got the better team, you know what I'm saying, but it
was just good to see them two go head to head, both from South Carolina.
Yeah, they were both from the Carolinas.
I
remember that. Yep,
that's crazy. And I think there was number one and number two picks in their draft, right? I believe so. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Carolinas, we putting them out there, letting y'all boys know.
Yeah, definitely.
Letting them know. Some more sports Black History stuff, man. Bubba Wallace, man, he became the first African American driver to lead a lap. He didn't win, but he led a lap in the Daytona 500. So, I mean,
he led for a lap.
He led a lap, which we really don't even have any black drivers like that. So for him in the Daytona 500, one of the, it's like the only race I know about. So it had to be like one of the biggest ones because I don't really watch NASCAR. But he became the first African American to lead a lap in the Daytona 500. Pretty big. He still had a headline.
I mean, this is an accomplishment. It's big, but I'm like,
man, he ain't win, man. I don't know who won it because I saw the highlights.
It's hard to get a lap.
Yeah, I saw the highlights for that shit, and a nigga tried to make this crazy ass damn. He tried to goddamn cut a nigga off and lost control of his shit. And nigga shit was on fire and crashing into the almost like some Talladega Nights type bullshit. All the old shit. So I kind of turned it after that. I ain't watching to see who had won the shit. So I guess I could watch this. Shit had got bad. Shit got ugly for a second. That's why I ain't fuck with it no more after that.
Man, I'm going to have to get more familiar with it. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I know it's dope.
I guess I can. I guess I'm gonna start fucking with a little bit more. We got Bubba Wallace in there. He said he pretty good. So I might start fucking with it a little bit more with that.
What's the pipeline though? Who's the next one?
Didn't we just say, nigga, we don't fucking follow no damn NASCAR? I don't know. I haven't. Matter of fact,
no. I mean, those are rhetorical. Oh, I'm not asking you. I don't know.
I have the information next week. All right, when the next fucking NASCAR race is.
Well, rhetorical don't mean having next week.
I know what
it
the fuck.
Mean, like, I know you.
You didn't want to answer for it, but I will have it next week. Just, you know what I'm saying? Make your ass happy.
My bad, bro. And that's why Mary had a little laugh. Yo,
so the company that, the company that made the Lombardi Trophy. The daughter, I guess she's runs the company now. She said that she wants a public apology from Tom Brady for the way he acted on the boat when he was throwing the trophy to his teammates from one boat to the other.
She said that shit with a straight face.
She said it was disrespectful to her family's legacy or whatnot, because they called civil lists or whatever they made, whatever. I just put it out there because they're mad at Brady because he's celebrating with his. I mean, he has like what he got six of these shits, seven of these shits, whatever.
Hey, it's been that white man to apologize.
That's all I was getting at. He's not gonna apologize.
For doing what he did, that ain't their property no more. They made it, They Craftsman is second to none, but nigga, they paid for that shit. That shit, the transition is over.
You might get it.
Why get to be capitalism sometimes when they want us to be for them, and it's like they want social and moral victory.
I want you to say sorry.
Say sorry. I demand a public apology. First of all, this ain't your property no more. I'm apologizing for the shit after.
Yeah. So this nigga, so if he wins,
and that white
he's
man,
not saying that. So if he win number eight, he gonna shoot that bitch in a cannon across the Grand Canyon to the man. Hey, get the fuck out of here! I had to make you laugh at that one, yo. When I saw that shit, I said, ESPN really put this shit on here. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, that should be a real thing going forward. Whoever won the championship should do a TikTok of them doing something crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Not some of these niggas, especially if he ain't never won that one. I said, this nigga done created this shit. He can do that shit.
I'm just saying, man. Super Bowl. So I can see hashtag Super Bowl trophy challenges as a thing. Super Bowl trophy challenge.
Yeah, that shit would be funny, yo. Yeah.
That shit would be funny. It said SB55.
That shit crazy, man. Right, I'm done talking about fucking sports because this motherfucker saying Anthony Davis. They talking about you got a strained calf, but I could have sworn I seen that nigga
I knew he was gonna cry about it.
I seen this nigga grab his Achilles, bruh. He be wearing them low cutters.
You swear, he's grabbing that shit, bruh. He got them low tops on.
Got them Kobe's on,
bruh.
They better not do this, man.
Golden State did Durant, bro. Cause they did. Remember them niggas did the same shit to Durant. Talking about it was being that nigga calf and did some bullshit. And he came back and tore his goddamn ACL up. I mean, not ACL, his Achilles up. Yeah. When it was really his Achilles before that shit, that was hurt. Cause that man grabbed his Achilles and then started rubbing his whole leg. And they said it was a fucking calf spring or something. Same shit to him.
Cause Achilles was, he fought for Greece against Troy. That's how I
remember
that.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Anyway, I'm just about to get there.
That's how much I care about
That's cool, man. He can sit out for a little bit. We still gonna bust his ass.
I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want it to happen to him, but as far as your team and shit.
We'll be straight for a little bit, shit. Let that man heal up. Let that man heal up. Shit. Because we damn sure going to need it for the playoffs. So.
Playoffs? Yeah. You're talking about playoffs?
We going to be in the playoffs. Are the Knicks going to be in the playoffs? That's the $1 million
clue. Not without Anthony Davis. I ain't going to be crazy as fuck. I could have sworn I see he had reached for his Achilles.
Bruh.
Oh,
you
my God.
That is the playoffs?
Oh. Without Anthony Davis, man, y'all probably make it to the playoffs, but y'all ain't going nowhere far.
No, that's how I say we're going to need him in the playoffs, clown. I didn't say...
I ain't a clown. I'm just saying.
Let him rest into the playoffs or right before the playoffs.
Let him rest.
We definitely going to need it. We're going to need
Let him rest. All right, fine. Whatever.
Let's talk about something else, nigga, if I get mad and little bitch.
You already seem to be a little testy.
Damn right I am.
But I will talk about something else that kind of matters, at least to me. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, that came out.
It came out a couple weeks ago. I saw that.
I thought. Yeah, so who on it then? It came out a couple weeks ago.
The three that I noticed on there, Shaka Khan, Tina Turner, and Jay-Z. I mean, I don't know if you got bigger, you got more.
It's pretty
good. You got more? Tell me more.
That's pretty good right there. That's pretty good. I mean, I don't have any more right now, but those are the ones I had too. But yes, it's a thing.
I think it's real dope because you already know Jay-Z. I fuck with Jay. Hold.
Well, it's like, it's a deep group this year though, man. Hold on.
Hold. My dog, boy, you already know. Fuck with all that shit.
Why you fight my hopes, bro?
Hove did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying?
Go through that.
Nigga already said that shit.
Yeah, I mean, they got Jay-Z. You said Mary J. Blige.
Hold on, no, they said Mary J. Mary J. on that? That's what's up.
Yeah. Kate Bush. Devo. Yeah. Foo Fighters. Yeah. The Go-Go's. Mm. All right, maybe. Okay. So a lot of good ones. I mean, I'm one more black. I can't tell this. I don't know.
Oh, bro, it's a lot of black greatness going around here, boy. Motherfucking, I heard this shit earlier. Lauryn Hill, the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Diamond, certified diamond.
Oh, yep. Anyway, diamond?
Yes, sir. Certified diamond, boy. Ain't gonna lie. That album, fire. Fire.
Man,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Fire. So she joining with Outkast, Nelly, Eminem. My bad. I ain't even sure. Like, it's Black History Month, man. Shit. I'm trying to think about who else on that diamond list. No, my dog Outkast on there. No Nelly Country Grandma on that bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Diamond, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember what the man is. That's a hard one.
Of course, you know Mike Jack got that shit.
I mean, that nigga shit. You know that nigga shit probably diamond in every country on the on the planet, bud. I seen, bro, I remember being a kid and seeing this nigga concerts, and it'd be grown ass men passing the fuck out, fainting and shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit too.
Yeah, my man, my when my in laws went, they went on the date to a Michael Jackson concert when they was younger, and they said, "Man, you had never experienced no shit like that in your life." He said, "Just so much going on." The dancing, fireworks, lights, everything. He said, that's just off the chain. He said, damn, I wish I could have witnessed that shit. You want to know who else they said concerts is fire as hell like that too, dog? MC Hammer. They said that motherfucker he's a diamond artist too. He's a diamond artist too. This shit went diamond too. Yeah. But they said his motherfucking concerts slamming, boy.
Yeah,
team of dancers, 50 motherfuckers on stage.
And they be standing around.
Yeah, and I've been hearing motherfuckers talk about that shit too. They were like, man, why the damn rappers don't get more involved? Because the last actual MC, as far as not being a woman, because most of the women doing it now, they getting choreographies and dancing and shit. But the last one I see do it was.
Female rappers do good. They do.
Dance and rap and do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But make it entertaining. From the Migos, Offset. He was the last one. He was the last one I seen other than, I guess, motherfucker, when we was younger, they actually had choreographies and he did it. But that nigga can dance, though. The nigga swerve a little bit. So, I mean, that's the last one I've seen. Other than that, I mean, the nigga just sitting in the back of the stage. Like, we was in Philly, dog. That's what we was in Philly. We saw. But 21 Savage and Lil Baby performed. And, I mean, it was just him on stage just rapping his song. It wasn't like, no. Nah.
It was a whole lot of
fun. But the women performed.
But R.B. Yeah. Lewis killed that
and,
shit.
And the city girl.
And she was by herself.
And it was like.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. And pregnant,
this
too.
Shit, yeah. And I was like, this shit rocking. They rocking this bitch.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's entertaining.
But
yeah, I don't like looking at a bunch of niggas standing around and then like they scream, he had a graphic and shit, and then be in the back of the stage. It's like, why'd you come? You just had a DJ play.
Yeah, pretty
shit,
much.
It's a different experience. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Them niggas did have the pack. Those was the ass and niggas out there for them performing. I mean, I guess because it was later on in the day, but.
Yeah. Man, there's ass motherfuckers out there. I'm gonna do another one. I'm gonna go to more music festivals.
It was fun.
When the world opened back up.
Yeah, when they opened outside back up. Bro, cause what was that?
When they opened outside.
And but man, you wanna know it was fucked up cause when it was Hot 98, they had that shit in New York that same weekend, bro. I wish you would have known that shit. We would've went to the Big Apple. Shit. I mean, Roots shit was good too, but at the same time, went to the Big Apple. That's
crazy. Yeah, the Roots picnic. That shit was fine. Summer Jam would have been different out of here. I see it coming from. But I was gonna let you try to see like what you wanted to pick for King Kong for this week, bro. Like honestly, this week has been one of those weeks I was just trying to just like get to and get through. Like, it's all good, but I just didn't have nothing I wanted to really, like, sit to speak of. I'm going to give you an opportunity this week.
King Combo. I guess I can kind of go back to, earlier in the podcast I was talking about
that Florida teacher that said that was talking that BS or whatnot. And I mean, that shit, yeah, it pissed me off. But my thing is, like, we need, well, not we need, but I would like for more Black history to be taught in schools, other than y'all were slaves and this, that, and this person helped free the slaves and all this. Just put more, all like the stuff we talk about doing Black History Month, put that in actual books. And I think I said something about this in one of our earlier podcasts, but I just want to know, like, your feel, your outlook on that. Because I'm 100% for it. If there's anything I can do to try to get that done, I would definitely do it. If I could start a petition, do whatever, get that done, I would. So I feel like it's important.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. It's important, and it needs to be taught. It needs to be talked about more, right? But I mean, I think to start with, to really get somewhere with it, I really see it starting with us doing it ourselves, and along with the, you know, our teaching things that we do have, creating curriculums and things like that for different ages and age groups. That makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you. But it's gonna have to be something we probably do ourselves. I can't suspect them, like, in the public school system.
Yeah,
like,
they make it part of the core curriculum. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's gotta be something like Jewish kids. They go to Jewish school. Or yeah. Something. Like, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. They go and they do that on their own time. Japanese kids go to Japanese school. They learn Japanese and culture and stuff. We gotta have our own schools and our own outside. We the only ones that look for the government to be able to, like, do everything or do a lot and still fuck us up. Like, even these other races don't do that shit. It's certain shit they just, you know, they just gotta have. And that's not for our own fault. I mean, we had our own shit before, but, like, they fuck it up all the time. But we can't let that shit go. Like, we can't expect them. Your oppressor ain't gonna teach you and oppress you at the same time. It just don't
work. Hell no. Never. You're not gonna be a person and then try to teach me something at the same time. No. I get what you're saying, man. It's gonna have to start with us in order for us to get
most definitely
Black history to be a part of the core curriculum. Like, it's stuff that you need to know. You have to pass this test to graduate, just like they do with anybody else. You have to know who George Washington is. You have to know who Abraham Lincoln is. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they really don't care. And I mean, just speaking of Martin Luther King, yeah, we're going to say, I had dreams, but they really don't. It's not going to be on. So it's not going to be on some standardized test or nothing like that. Malcolm X, they're gonna be on some standardized tests.
I mean, not right now, but it could be. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that we're gonna have to do ourselves, though. Make sure that they know. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's just out of them people's hands. It's more or less something that you gotta do. Like, it's good materials out here right now. Like, I'm looking at on the site, Black History 365, man, education materials. They got a whole book, and they got a different age level, starting like elementary school all the way up to high school. They have like textbooks. They tell you who made the book, who was involved. Like, it's a soundtrack.
They actually have the textbooks for it. So that's crazy. You can order them and everything. So it's actually textbooks out there for it, but
yeah. It's just about knowing the thing, the resources that are available and having access to it and then having the capital. Because, I mean, they here, we can get the books from them, but they ain't going to just give them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have a certain amount of money for it, some type of capital, some kind of system set up where you should be able to buy books for them at the asking price. And, you know what I'm saying? Teach our kids. You know what I mean?
Like, gotcha.
It works. It just ain't going to be right there, like, giving it to you. Or no hookup. It shouldn't be no hookup with no handouts.
Yeah, nah.
Everybody,
nah.
We all grown-ups.
I'm pretty sure it's a, like a black owned company that's making them. Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It's quote unquote diverse, but majority of people that's working that's on good. It are black, or either black woman, black man, white lady, white guy. Yeah. I mean, of all kinds.
That's good. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes. But I don't want it shouldn't be like an Asian guy in charge of writing a black history book. You know what I'm saying? It should be African American or whoever writing that black history book. That's what I was just getting at. That's all I was just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for everybody who's out there, website is blackhistory365education.com. They got an ebook, textbook for the US and one for Canada. They come with a soundtrack, so there's more than one way to get the book. You only have to have physical copies. So everybody just do their little bit of part, their little part here and there. Maybe have a little group or community or something, you know, something for your kids to do. When they get on your nerves, y'all already getting together anyway.
If your kids is getting on your nerves,
you already know how I go, man.
Sat your ass down.
Your mama take you over to her best friend's house, and her best friend got a little kid around your age, and it'll be, but the thing you know, it's a house full of niggas on a Thursday or Friday night, nothing but the mama sitting there sipping wine.
Yeah.
Shit, like, they're all gonna you do that shit well, anyway.
So you can stay out of grown folk business. You stay out of grown folk business, I get your ass so
cut. Exactly. So you can start a girl close business and get your ass cut. Parents just get the book or get the little ebook shit. Let's do that. That shit gonna be fun enough. Yeah. They can be corny, but they gonna.
Hey, I love saying that shit. I love saying that shit. Because I had heard it so many times. Like I said, I mean, stay out of grown folks' business.
Right.
I love that shit.
Stay out of grown folks' business.
I love that shit.
What you doing around this corner? You done came around this corner.
We sitting there talking about something and he repeats himself. But I saw. Stay out of grown folks' business. I'll be saying that shit. I'll be wanting to laugh and shit. Cause I know I'll be wanting to laugh. But I can't, you can't laugh though, yo. You can't laugh at that.
Cause you remember
being there. Yeah. It's so much shit I be saying, I be trying not to laugh. I'm like, God damn, this little nigga ain't just like me, dog. Shit.
I mean, yo, that's gold. That's a good thing. You repeat the same thing your parents did.
Whoa. I know, I feel old, bro. I think it's been Michael Jordan's birthday today. But this nigga's almost 60 years old, boy. I said, God damn. Yeah,
Michael Jordan about to start drawing. That's so
scary. Yeah, I said, man, he about to get that AARP card in him, that red card in him. I said, damn, son. Now you're up. Damn, this
Jordan.
Let me get that card. Oh, man. Hey, your girl got on one leg out. Tonight too, if he is man. She cutting the ass right now.
Come on, man. I ain't gotta get that graphic.
She cutting ass? You know it's 40-15. It's 40-15. She ready to get the first point.
My bad, I thought you said something else.
What you thought I said?
But anyway, don't worry about that, brother.
I'm trying to get you a little PG, bro. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying, bro. She got the one leg out. She do. With the Cuban link chain on, you know what I'm saying? You know,
with the Cuban link, nigga? With the Cuban link? Nah, she ain't got you tripping.
She got the Cuban link off. It's all good, man. Goat finna get at it.
The goat, the real goat. Another thing, Serena, don't ever say, I mean, Tom Brady, he's dope, but he ain't the goat up.
Of all athletes,
he ain't did more than you did. That's what she said. She was trying to be gracious and be nice, but you know, you like, she just overdid it. You know, you just trying to be overly nice to somebody, so I just fuck alone. But that nigga is not the goat of all athletes. Serena got more of a claim to that shit than he did.
I wouldn't give him that. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, He's a goat of all ass. That nigga's, he's, I mean,
yeah, it's Serena. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, wow. Yo,
all right, I'm right.
No, you're not wrapping this shit up because I'm about to say something real quick. Hey,
wow, okay, what do you have to say?
My grandma loves Serena, but I know she's sitting there. Like, I can't. If I call her now, she's not gonna pick the phone up. She ain't there watching this shit. I'm telling you, she's right in front of the TV watching this right now. My grandma loved tennis, bud.
Shit, my grandma.
I'm telling you.
My grandma loves
what? Tennis. You think that was her, you think that was her daughter? The way she be rooting for it. She's like, well, Serena can't do anything wrong. I said, okay, grandma, whatever you say. You know what I'm saying? Man, yo, we got a tickets one year to go to the cause they have a thing in South Carolina. Probably not now, but they had a thing in South Carolina. We had bought our tickets. I think for a birthday one year. A Mother's Day was one of them. We had got our tickets. Well, you couldn't tell her nothing. Yeah, I went to go see Serena play. I said, oh. Y'all created it. Yeah, I went to go see Serena play. I said, oh, so you did, Grandma. Okay.
Mm. Wow.
Yep. That's Ruby Lee. She a thug. Gangster.
Okay. Yeah.
She a thug? My grandma gangster. She get it from her mama. Elta Gregory.
Wow.
Elta Grant.
She get it Elta from her Gregory mom.
That was the OG, boy. I'll tell you straight up. Ain't playing no games. Everybody act right at Elta Gregory house. You already know that.
Yeah, I think the tournament we talking about at Charleston is the Volvo car open. It's been for a minute. That's
what's up. That's fine. Is, man. I was glad, yo. She was so happy. She was so happy to go to that.
I'm glad she was happy, right, Lee? Hey, but man, like I said, I'm wrapping this thing up,
bro. You ain't got shit to do. But,
No,
man, let's wrap it up, man. Chuck, you nice, man. You can hit me on Instagram, Twitter.
Hey, that's why Instagram, I just
Twitter. Chuck, too nice, 86. You already know. You can go on my Facebook. I really don't fuck with Facebook like that. But you can go on there if you want to. I'll be posting shit on there.
Yeah.
Stop laughing, nigga. Right, get like the fucking social media and shit.
All right, what social media is? At EACG32 on Instagram.
Bruh, what the fuck? Yes, it's the same shit on Twitter. No, it's not.
Okay,
that shit is like the Hemingway lover on Twitter. Some bullshit. Carolina Kings Instagram coming soon. And Carolina Kings website coming soon. Holler at your boy, man.
If you got any suggestions, anything you want to talk about, you can email us at CarolinaKings803@gmail.com. Like my man said, Carolina Kings actual count is coming soon. We had that.
So you had to put the actual shit in there. Whatever, nigga. All right.